Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Sometimes you feel, I try my best, and it doesn't seem as if it's working. It is working. Isaiah 66 verse 13 says, as one whom his mother comfort, his mother comfort, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So God is on your side. As you comfort your children, so God will comfort you. Remember, you're not alone. You're not alone. Number three this morning, a mother helped build spiritual foundation in the homes. The mom played a vital role in the home. A mother's heart is completely different from a father's heart. But both parents, when it towards the kids, their heart is different. The mom has that nurturing heart. The mom is all about building a structure for her kids. So a mother helped build spiritual foundation. Homes are often the first church that a child will attend. A good home. This is the first church. And if you're a prospective mother, take this message this morning. I remember when I was growing up as a child, my dad wake us up. That was our church every morning for prayer service. We used to hate it. We didn't like it. We wanted to sleep. 5 o'clock. And he's waking us up all. My dad, my mom, and they're there, ready to pray for us. And this is how you know if we can read, because each one he pick every morning. You read. So church for me when I was growing up was prayer service in the morning. It was that. And I've seen them live out Christ in their life. Seeing my mom goes through tough time, raising 12 kids. She says, you get up my last nerves. Okay, how many nerves, mom? She was trying her very best. And growing up, I didn't recognize that. But when I become adult and have my own kids and start to get a taste of my own medicine, I realized. It's true, right? Isn't that here, guys? I started to get a taste of my own medicine. What was going on? I started to see my kids watching me and telling me about my mistake that I made. Just like I used to tell my mom about all her mistakes. And she has a way to get back. She says, mom is always right. Doesn't matter what you say. She says, I'm always right. And if you question it, what I said, mom is always right. Okay? And then I came up and I have my own kids and I tried to lead them a certain way and they want to tell me I'm wrong. I said, no, I'm right. But mothers build that foundation. And how to build that, number one, by prayer. If you're a young mom this morning, I want to remind you, it's not late, you can build it. If you're a grandma, you can build this. Number one, the foundation must be built on prayer and God. Why so? Only God can change a heart. We can wish it all we want, and we can talk until the sun stops shining. You're not going to change nobody's heart. Only God can change a human heart. But we can pray. I always say, when it's too big for me and too big for you, recognize it's a job. For hell should I? Is it? So stop caring. If you could do it, you just do it. So when you can't do it, recognize that this is a job for El Shaddai. And how we do it? Through praying. So we must pray daily. Pray for your kids. Pray for your grandkids. Give them words of encouragement. Be an example. Live a disciplined life before them. Can discipline someone when they look back and it's the very thing you're disciplining them for is the very thing you're doing? How about that one? It doesn't work that way. You do what I say, but don't do what I do. Trust me, are we going to do what you do? Because we've seen what you do. And if it's good for you, then it's supposed to be good for me. So we pray. Be an example. Live a disciplined life before your kids. Have compassion. This is a big one. Have compassion. Have a compassionate heart. Be consistent. Don't love today and hate tomorrow, but love always. Look at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It worked. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul says, Timothy, what you are exhibiting comes from your grandma and also from your mom. Isn't it wonderful that God will not leave a child alone? When the mother is not there, God provide grandma. God provide who? Grandma. Grandma must step in. And I'm going to tell you now, grandma have experience now, because grandma learned grow a daughter or a son. So grandma going to make sure that that grandchild going to be right in the name of Jesus. These are people that shape our lives. And Proverbs says, teach a child in the way you know the child should go. And even if they don't, they'll come back. Be proud. It is awesome when you look back at your kids, the thing that you desire to see them, you see them start to live it out. That reminds me, seed planted in love and truth. Seed that is planted in love and truth will eventually bear fruit. I'm telling you, seed planted in love and truth will eventually bear fruit. Some mother today may feel discouraged because they do not yet see the harvest, but God honors a faithful mama that will always plant that seed of faith. God see every mother this morning. Some mothers today are joyful. Some are exhausted. Some are grieving. Some are praying for children from God. Some are missing their mom today, like me. But God see every tear, every purse, every sleepless night, and every act of love that you exhibit. Please, hold that in your heart. Ephesians 6, verse 9, remind us, let's not become weary while doing what? Good. For in due season, we shall reap. We do not lose heart. Do not lose heart this morning. Do not give up this morning. You will reap. I'm here to encourage you. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on loving. Keep on doing what you know is good. Sometimes it's good to get in the closet and pray. Prayer closet, man, because it's you alone and God. I can tell you one thing. We trust God. Every one of us trust God. Not afraid to tell God anything. tell him just how you feel. You know why? Because you know God not going to judge you. You know why? You know God going to love you. Doesn't matter how many times you messed up or you failed. You know God will never push you aside. So when all else fail or when you feel so discouraged, keep on praying. Keep on loving. Keep on trusting God. That scripture is good. And let us not grow weary now while doing good. Mom, keep on doing good. Don't give up. Don't say, I try. I ain't going to study you no more. All of us who have mom in here, you have a mom before you become a mom. How many times you tell your kids, this is the last time? All the time, right? That's a sweet thing. I remind you. You tell your kid, I'm telling you, this is the last time. And the last time never comes. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you guys are great. The last time never comes. I'm done. You get it. And then 2 months later, you come back. And then you go right back. I said I wasn't. But you know, we have to do it. How many of us know that? We can't. We have to. We said we wouldn't, but we just got to do it. That's God's love. Every matter experience God's love. Because God always loves us. Doesn't matter what we do. He always loves us. He never rejects us. And it's so good. Because if he didn't, we wouldn't be here this morning. He'd wipe us out. All the things that we do, we would not be what? Here this morning. He would have wiped us out. No wonder the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. You can put yourself in there. For you so love your kids that you gave. Every mom, a godly mother, shape lives. You're here shaping lives this morning. I'm glad that my mom was a godly mother. My mom gone a long time, you know, but it's like yesterday. I still hear her in my head. I still remember her encouragement that she gives me. Tries and says, a godly mom, shape lives. Still here telling me, make sure you do right. Make sure you do right the things that you know is right. Make sure you do it. Because it's not in the word. It's in the doing. The action is the doing of the thing that makes you. It's not the hearing of the thing. It's the doing of it. So we hear, but can we do?
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Found in him a friend so kind and true.